Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And I'm going to take off my geopolitical hat again, and I'm going to talk about hiding in plain sight, the Great Deception, the Enron connection, something that I saw firsthand and upfront. And what you were told about Enron through the media was a pack of lies. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time. I mean, I'll let you know how the CIA was involved. Top Bush officials were. It was a setup. But what's important is why they felt the need to set up Enron and prosecute the top three people of the corporation. Brought to you by a great product right here that's really given me my life back. This is the Metasomer gel. And as I started to recover from the serious run-in I had health-wise last year, and I'm in the gym and I'm really working out hard. My bad knee would blow up. I had other joint inflammation. And I told my friend Scotty Sachs, I said, I'm making good progress. This thing is not going to kill me like some people thought it would, but I'm limited on how much I can do with this aging body. And he said, have you tried the Metasomer gel? And I said, is it like the Nanosoma spray? He goes, yeah, except you take a little bit out and you rub it on the affected area. And he goes, it varies about how long it takes to work. But he said, it does work, Dave, because I've used it for my neuropathy. And I said, okay, I tried it. And today I went to the gym tonight, as a matter of fact, leg pressing 300 pounds and doing three sets of 12 with that. And, you know, that's not stunning. I mean, I could do a lot more when I was younger. But for a man my age, I was just saying, a man my age being able to do that, I feel blessed. And I couldn't do it without this product. So you want to know more? Want to know about the Nanosoma spray that boosts your immune system to unbelievable levels? Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, when I became involved in the Bill Pollack group, and we started to have our seminars, and we had a number of them. We had some really, if I said the names for a lot of these guys, you'd know them. I mentioned Edgar Mitchell earlier because he has passed, and there are two astronauts at the time that were part of what we did. And you notice how they're speaking out now too about NASA. They got to be careful, trust me. Gus Grissom, an astronaut, was murdered. Remember the accident in which he was burned to death along with two compadres? He was talking about what he knew. Yeah, exactly. And I think all the astronauts of that day knew Gus Grissom, one of the original seven. It's a great tragedy. Anyway, Enron. Bill was an electronic genius, Bill Pollack. I had mentioned him, and he brought me together with Vance Davis, former NSA attached to NATO. And Bill started to hold these seminars, and we put together quite a talented group. My role in this, pretty minor. I won't embellish what I did. I'm a good researcher. I'm trained in it. And they wanted me to research the history of ancient hidden technology. And you notice I talk about these things now and then, and they're real. And I went on a binge and flew to here, flew to there, talked to this person, talked to that person. And I said, well, okay, here's what I'm learning. And that would provide somewhat of a foundation for them to get the experts in there because they wanted to do zero point energy. And then we attracted the attention of Enron through a chance connection between Bill Pollack and someone in the Enron Corporation. And it was absolutely fantastic. We started to have seminars. Jeffrey Skilling, who was convicted in the Enron scandal, we had a number of conversations with him. Ken Lay occasionally, never met either one of them in person. Bill knew both of them pretty well. And the plan was to build a zero point energy based community in the San Luis Valley in Colorado. And the reason why that was true is because there were some retired military from Cheyenne Mountain that did not like the direction that the Clinton administration and then Bush that followed were taking. So in about 1998, we started opening discussions about how we would develop and market zero point energy. Now, by the way, let's digress to 1943. Nikola Tesla was all over this as a young man. He's now frail, living in New York City, an apartment. He dies in his 80s, and the FBI showed up and confiscated his files, and we believe a lot of them were on zero point energy. And spooky knowledge at a distance. Remember how I talked yesterday, if you heard me, and I talked about time travel and teleportation, and I talked about two German experiments where you had bilocation and then splitting the petri dishes, and stimulation to one leads to stimulation to the other at the same time with no delay. Well, that's the beginning of the quantum physics of getting into fifth dimensional realities. And you can create energy out of nothing. And see, Tesla tried to bring this forward with Westinghouse and the early industrialists. And he says, I can bring energy free to everybody. He did this experiment in 1899, where in Colorado Springs, he sent free energy to a home in the Capitol Hill area near the Capitol in Denver, Colorado. And it worked. 75 miles away, and it worked. And you're saying, holy crap, that's just amazing. Yeah. This is what got eventually gets him kicked out of the sweetheart scientist of the elite of the day, because Westinghouse said, ha, J.P. Morgan, no. If we want to put a meter on it and we want to charge people for energy usage, you don't need the power lines. And why do you think you have to have power lines coming into your home? Do you have to have a power line for your cell phone? No, you have an energy system called a cell phone tower every so many miles, and you can hook up to this quite easily, and it's wireless. Am I not right? Okay, so why are we still on wires? Because someone's making a boatload of money. That's why. And this is what we were trying to get around. And we wanted to make energy free in the spirit of Tesla. We even jokingly referred to this as the Tesla Project, because we knew fully what we were doing. And some of the ancient civilizations that I researched, and I'm talking pre-Adamic, like the Lemurians, Atlantis, they seem to have mastered this. And if you go over to later this week, if you go over to the commonsenseshow.tv, I'm doing a part two on the pyramids. I'm going to be addressing that. And I think I'll get to it in part two, if not, certainly by part three. But I'm doing that over on our TV show, and very much zero point energy affiliated. And we know that these pyramids could communicate with each other, and they even communicated off planet. And I'll be developing that idea over there on the TV show. But we were very interested in these ideas, and so was Ken Lay. Now, Enron was really huge into natural energy. Okay. They were highly regulated. So we're moving forward. The land was actually purchased in the San Luis Valley. And we're going to do this. Bill went and put up a cabin. And he just said, Dave, we're all going to be living there with our families. I'd mentioned this off the cuff to my wife. She goes, honey, I don't mind. And she didn't know a lot of what I was doing this. I told her some bits of, oh, that's nice, honey. You guys like to get together and have your gentleman's club. And she was extremely busy corporate executive at the time, managing multi-million dollar, $60 million business. And she didn't really have time to follow my interest in this. We've talked about it through the years here and there, but it was a fascinating time in my life. But I remember a phone call we had specifically. I'm at Bill's house in La Placitas, and there's three other people from our group there. I think Vance was missing. And Ken Lay was actually on the call. Usually we dealt with Skilling or his second in command. And Ken Lay came on. One of the first things he said was, you know, we all better have dead man switches here because we're going to piss the authorities off. And he addressed me. He says, Dave, on your research on Tesla, he said, do you really think it's zero point energy? And I go, I don't know what else it could be. And the FBI, this was 1997, 1998 timeframe. And I said, the FBI, you know, over 50 years later, won't release this information. By the way, still haven't today. In fact, actually, NASA requested it, and the NSA and the FBI said, no, thank you. Take your request somewhere else. In fact, I believe Vince Foster was in part killed over this. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole here. That might make a different, an interesting presentation. But nonetheless, people, this is real. And we had enough demonstrations, and Bill and his people. One of the astronauts who really was one of the best geniuses I ever met, He had actually developed a working model for this. And one of Ken Lay's people flew out to Albuquerque and he got the demonstration. I wasn't there for it, but they go, well, this is the real deal. Enron was so highly regulated in their energy that they felt hamstrung, and their stock part price was kept artificially low. Now, the wrong people found out about this. And Ken Lay will be convicted, along with Skilling and two others. They'll be convicted of defrauding their stockholders. That's bullcrap. This was a CIA operation, and they used their minions from the SEC to prevent transfer of funds, along with their friends at the Federal Reserve that did the same thing, and all the normal mechanisms of transfer were screwed up intentionally by elements of the government. Let me tell you who all was involved in Enron, but you sure didn't hear this. You can, I think actually you find this on the internet. Karl Rove, the Secretary of the Interior at the time, was involved in this. He knew about this. The Secretary of the Army at the time knew about this. The governor of Montana knew about this at the time. And this is what I knew. I didn't really do too much of the politics. I was there for some of the meetings, but I did more just the research. Here it is, and I'm done. But I had enough exposure. These people were involved. Now, I'm not saying they did anything criminal. I have no evidence of that. But isn't it interesting that only Ken Lay and his inner circle went down, and everybody else got a walk? It's because they were set up, their funds were interfered with, stockholders complained, and then Ken Lay took a dump. Yeah, he died. Oh, he committed suicide. No, he didn't. My assessment was Ken Lay was not a man who would ever commit suicide. He maintained his innocence all the way through. Two others took plea deals. Ken Lay said, throw me in prison. I didn't do this. I was interfered with. And he said, this is an SEC problem primarily. And the SEC actually took the lead in the investigation on behalf of the FBI. But I'm telling you, behind the scenes, the CIA was coordinating. They did not want this technology out there. And I'm telling you right now, people, they did not want this. Absolutely did not. So Ken Lay is stripped of everything. And then magically one day he commits suicide. He claimed that on appeal he was going to reveal everything. Then he ended up dead. He committed suicide. We think it's likely he made a deal and went into the witness protection program because he made the comment more than once, you better have your dead man switches in play. I don't think they could have got away with killing him without a lot of this information coming out. Vance Davis agrees with me. He doesn't think he committed suicide either. So he was either murdered or he went to witness protection. But nonetheless, these people don't want you to have the technology. Now, you're probably wondering, what does this have to do with the Great Deception? Okay, so this is where I have to take this next. The Great Deception is honestly going to be the fake alien invasion. They're going to use advanced holographic zero-point energy technology to simulate an alien invasion, and that'll bring the countries of the world together. The barriers of nationalism will be thrown down. And will be under Satan's rule. It'll be world leaders. It'll be the UN, the World Economic Forum, the Bank of International Settlements. It'll be all those groups, but they'll be under the control of the you-know-whos, the descendants of the fallen angels. And this is Satan's takeover of the planet. And the Bible says God's not going to allow it. But he goes on to say in the Bible, no flesh will be left alive. Transhumanists aren't flesh. It's the melding of man and machine. I think the words by John in Revelation are stunning. There will be no flesh left alive if Jesus did not return. And you heard the caller into Art Bell. They want to exterminate the major population centers. That's why the guy was taken out. That may have been the, and Art Bell actually told Vance this at one time and told Bill the same thing. That was the most dramatic moment he ever had on the show. He said, I just wondered if a Hellfire missile was coming my way. This is all about keeping the technology that they intend to use. This is why Tesla stuff was taken from him. It's why Kinlay and Enron was taken down. And then I believe Advance contracted, Advance was healthy, worked out like a fiend. He got cancer. A few months later, he was dead. Doctors told him his cancer is advancing like we've never seen. CIA. You have a right to know. There's more. There's more. There will be a part three. So I'm kind of force feeding you in the beginning, and then I'm going to spread these out in the later series when we really get to the what's it going to look like? It'll be over on the TV side. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back here again next time. My name is Dave Hodges. You're about ready to learn a lot more about me. And I don't mean that in a braggadocious way. I mean that in a sincere revelation way. We are in the danger zone right now. And I'm going to spend some time over the next couple of days talking about just how much danger we are in. And I'm going to prescribe certain actions that I think it would be wise to follow. Now, there's no foolproof solution for what I'm going to tell you, because we are in a spiritual war. And there are some people who are so three-dimensional in their thinking, they're so cause and effect, and unless I can see it and touch it, it ain't real, that I'm not going to be able to help those people. But for those of you who will have an open mind, and those of you who think I've established credibility since, well, 2008 in the verbal media, radio, podcasts, so forth, and 2003 and 4 in writing articles and doing guest appearances. And I've been a holder of information that I've been able to tease since about 2013, 2014, but I have not been able to do full disclosure. Well, I got my license now. And we're in the time when you need to know what you're up against. You're not up against Joe Biden and Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin. And even perverts like Christopher Wray, if you only knew some of the private lives of these people. But we are fighting against principalities of darkness. And I've alluded to this and I've talked around this long enough that it's now time for disclosure. And the reason I haven't fully disclosed before is because of the fear of loss of credibility, because I have good contacts. And I really felt I could bring geopolitics into the realm of everyday awareness. And I'm part of a group that's doing that. And we have been successful. His name is Donald John Trump. And there is a collective we to this. And we, some of the people I've talked to, have decided it's time for full disclosure. I haven't even discussed this with my good friend, Sarah Westall. And Sarah and I are like brother and sister, we joke about that. We finish each other's sentences. We get the same information from different people. But she's down the path right now that I'm embarking on. There are others that are doing the same thing. And you're going to see some shifts from people who have been like me, almost all geopolitical, for the preservation of the United States, the maintenance of your liberties, the protection of your lives, and your standard of living. And I am going to do the tell-all. And if I don't, there'll be people behind me who will. I don't think there's anyone who's really going to try to stop me now. Now, 10 years ago, that was a different story. In fact, my education came from my father. And I'm going to start there. And some of you may have heard me tell the story on Doug Hagman's show back in 2015. Pretty cool, though. It caused me to reunite with people that I grew up with. Dave, I heard, was that you? Are you the Dave Hodges that was on Doug Hagman? I got that from two long-time friends. Still in touch with them today. It was a wonderful thing. But nonetheless, this is a multi-part series. And yes, I'm still going to do the geopolitics because you got to meet the enemy on the battlefield that they're currently on. But I'm also going to start telling more of what I know. And I've revealed enough that those of you who followed me forever go, yeah, this is the next progression. Let me ask you a question. Do you think there's a reason why I've been doing geopolitics, and all of a sudden you see something about quantum physics and time travel, and teleportation and some of the other stuff we're talking about. Why do you think I digress often to fallen angels in Genesis 6? Because it's at the base of what I'm going to tell you. The base. Now, I am really pleased to be with you, and we do have a great sponsor here, and I want to talk about this because I love these products. They're from Body Align, and I've been lucky this year. I've found some stuff that have really helped me. Let me pull up this real quick here, and I'll give it to you. I'm got this Ultimate Wellness Band I wear on my wrist. It's an energy driver, and if you go to BodyAlignAlign.com/Dave Hodges, you will be able to read how this works scientifically. It's inexpensive and it fills you with energy, and I have to remember to take it off at night, otherwise I find myself waking up at about 3 a.m. It works, it's natural, it's harmless. Also too, I do an EMF defense, a circular dot on the back of my phone, and people are dying from long-term exposure. Two cell phones, John McCain, Ted Kennedy, prime public examples of what I'm talking about. Those are two reasons right there, and they have a whole line of products here, and they are selling like crazy. They are the hot thing. And these were brought to me like, do you want to try this? Yeah. And then I started trying. I said, I would be interested in marketing this because this could help people. So to find out more, go to bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. And I recommend everyone start with the Ultimate Wellness Band and EMF defense for your cell phone. Well, we are going to play something. Now, don't disconnect. This is going to sound outrageous. Lunacy abounds on what I'm going to play for you, a small snippet of the old Art Bell show. And I want you to hear this, to hear the frantic and the fear. Because I believe if things progress the way that they could, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be just as fearful as what you hear right here. This is a good introduction here because the fear you're about ready to hear, as disjointed and as crazy as it sounds, it's legitimate. Art did a show on this night of Area 51 employees calling in on open lines or former. And this is a guy that got dealt with, and they do get dealt with. And my father did some of this work where he was exposed to this and knew the consequences. And he told me about it, and he said, you got to be really careful, son. You need to know because of what could be coming. And as long as your mother is living, you can never say a word about this publicly, because they'll take her pensions in violation of my Social Security, my security agreement. I think it was called Security Agreement 450. Some of you old timers in intelligence will recognize that. And I ran in this circle with Art Bell, mostly his friends, Bill Pollack, Richard Hoagland, part of it, Vance Davis, frequent guest. In fact, I met Vance because he was on Art's show, and I'll tell the story later. But this is a guy who called in who was a former employee of Area 51. And I'm playing this for you because what I'm telling you could be the fear state that are occupied by many people, not just in America, but across the planet. We're dealing with horrible entities. And I'm not a believer in the ET from Alpha Centauri. This is a spiritual war. Here we go.
I was let go on a medical discharge about a week ago, and I've kind of been running across the country. Oh man, I don't know where to start. They'll triangulate on this position really, really soon.
So you can't spend a lot of time on the phone. So give us.
I'll say this: when he says triangulate, for those who aren't familiar, he knows he's being closed in on. I don't think he knew that he was this close to being caught, as you'll hear in a minute. And he was a fool, and he opened his mouth probably because he was pissed off because they made him retire because you heard him say a disability. And I think he knows he's a dead man. I just don't think he knew it was on this night.
Something quick.
Okay. Okay. Well, what we're thinking of as aliens are. They're extra-dimensional beings that an earlier precursor of the space program made contact with. They are not what they claim to be. They have infiltrated.
He doesn't elaborate here too much. He'll talk about the infiltration here in a second. But they claimed when they presented themselves to Eisenhower and to Truman before him, and they had meetings in exchange for abductions for technology, MJ-12. This is not a joke, folks. This is real. Tesla was on the periphery of this. So that's another story for another time. But this is a real deal. And I'm going to get Vance Davis back on the show to talk about this former NSA attached to NATO, and he ran in these circles, knew Art Bell very well. This guy here says they're not who they appear to be. They're descendants of fallen angels. They're masquerading as ETs. Why do you think I bring up Project Bluebeam about every 2 years? I learned about it from a relative who told me in 1984, on New Year's Eve, when we were having a family party, took me aside and said, because the subject of Project Blue Book came up innocently, and he took me aside and said, you need to know this. It started a two-year discussion, covertly, and they're not who they appear to be. Why would they abduct? This guy won't get into this. I'll tell you why they abduct. I also told you a story sometime back. This true story. At Houlihan's Tamarack Square in Denver, when I was in my early 20s, I think I was mid-20s, 24, 25, had a friend say to me, got a girl, love to meet you. She's seen your picture. I didn't always look this way. And she would really like to meet you. She told her all about you. And I said, I don't do blind dates. You got to be blind to go on them most of the time. And he says, I'm telling you, you're not going to be disappointed. All right, I'll do it. So we actually met on St. Patrick's Day of that year. And this is just in advance, about 7-8 months of what I got revelations from my father. And so we're talking. I'm in education. She's in education. And I said, well, what do you teach? She goes, I teach elementary age kids. Oh, okay. Local school district? No. It would be a school that you would never hear of. Would that strike you as odd? Struck me as odd. I said, oh, you mean like rural? I'm trying to be nice and facilitate, because she was drop dead gorgeous and she was intelligent and she was actually kind of funny until we got into this topic. And she says, no, I teach interesting entities how to blend into society. And I told this story about, she said, I teach star children. That was her phrase. Later, the show, Ancient Aliens, I don't watch it much, but this, people have told me that when I've talked about this is, they discussed this topic here. And I mentioned about the abductions. Truman and Eisenhower made an agreement with what they thought were aliens. They're not. They're straight from Satan. And they're straight behind what's going on. And this is why I quote Genesis 6, verse 4 all the time, so you know what I'm talking about. And they said, okay, we'll give you technology in exchange for X amount of abductions. Nothing will happen to them. And they even told them, we'll impregnate your females, and then we'll return and take the fetus. This is what this woman claimed that she was working with. Could I prove this in a court of law? I might. I mean, there's some documentation now. Enough people know about this now. I don't talk about it because a lot of people think it's lunacy and you're in the lunatic fringe if you talk about this. But how many people have, like Travis Walton from Snowflake, Arizona, 1975, he's on a logging crew. About 15 men saw him taken up into a UFO and he appeared 5 days later naked. And the Air Force was part of this. He said there were Air Force officials there, along with these entities that he described in the typical gray fashion. So the deal was made, and this woman claims that she is teaching these kids. Now, I did not yet know what I know now. I did not know about MJ-12, the agreements between two presidents and these entities. I had no idea. When she told me that, I could not get out of there fast enough. Says, well, I got an early date tomorrow. Really nice meeting you, and I got your number. I'll give you a call sometime. You know that old line, right? And I couldn't have got out of there fast enough. I wished, as I've told this story before, that's why I'm rushing through it. I wished I would have spent the time really delving into it. If I knew then what I know now, I would have fostered a friendship with this person. Don't know that I'd wanted a boyfriend, girlfriend kind of scenario. A little too strange for me, even today it would be if I was single, which I'm not. The woman was real, as I've come to find out, not about her personally, but about the practice. They're here. Let's go back to Art Bell, because this guy is going to talk about infiltration.
Traded a lot of aspects of the military establishment, particularly the Area 51. The disasters that are coming, the military, I'm sorry, the government knows about them.
I don't like the phrase the government, your postmasters at your local post office branch, okay? Your captain in the military, unless he's specially assigned, he doesn't know about this. Okay, not a lot of people know about the detail. And when you talk the government, you're talking extra governmental people that control people in government. Okay, it's that simple. We call it the deep state, and that's what this is. I want to go back to 1947 as an intro. In 1947, we had the alleged Roswell crash. I'm still not sure what to think about this. My dad said it was a setup and a psyop to basically plant the seed, aliens are here. And he knew when he started working with the Nazis and they were telling him we used to use the occult to gather scientific knowledge from aliens. He goes, how do you know they're alien? Did you ever meet them? Oh, no, but our commanders did. My dad was convinced they were alien. And this is, I had Genesis 6, verse 4 drilled into my head by my own father, because he believed that's what they were, and he is absolutely correct. So 1947, the alleged Roswell crash happened. We had a revelation of a crashed spacecraft, and then they took it back. Okay. General Ramey came out and he said, here it is, here's the remains of the next day, scrubbed. And then we have all the mystery around it. In 1947, it's not an accident that the OSS became the CIA that operates autonomously. The Air Force was created to handle this, and they gave Project Blue Book the cover-up mechanism for these entities. It's swamp gas, it's this, it's the planet Venus, all that nonsense. That was done by the Air Force. They too were created in 1947, and to guard the secrets, you had the creation of the No Such Agency, which is what they called it then, the NSA. Now, we know what the NSA is today. In 47 and for almost decades afterwards, you did not know. They were created in response to this, and this is the time when Truman was meeting with the entities, later Eisenhower starting in 1953. And this was really the beginning of it in this country. Some people think it goes back further. I can't trace that. They also made contact, these entities did, with the Germans. And this is how they got such advanced technology in physics. Okay, back to this guy.
And there's a lot of safe areas in this world that they could begin moving the population to now, Art. They want the major population centers wiped out.
How many times have you heard me use the term depopulation? And I don't know that these entities are going to be the ones that do it. It's better that they use the leaders they control to get us to do it to each other. How many times have you heard me use the quote, the old Hopi saying, there is no tree with branches so foolish to fight amongst themselves. In other words, war is an unnatural activity. We don't see this in other species, other mammals. We don't see this, just us. And I'm telling you why. It's satanically inspired. And I've told you, depopulation is the goal. I'll go back to the story you've heard me tell. Now it ties into this overall overarching story. on this man's show, Art Bell, and I miss him dearly. His show was one of the best shows ever. But Art had on a guy named Vance Davis. Vance in the late 80s was an NSA in his seven-man outfit. Well, woman too, his future wife was in the outfit. And they were ordered to garner technology from occultic sources like Ouija boards and so forth. And they refused. There were some Christians among them, some people that knew what they were being asked to do. And see, when my father said that the German scientists, and they said they were working with aliens, he saw right through that. They weren't aliens, they were demons. And Vance and his crew split up and they deserted. They were all caught. Now, there's disinfo about this on the internet. They were called the Gulf Breeze 7. And you can look it up and find it now. They were spreading stories about aliens and UFOs, and they went crazy and all deserted. Okay, well, you know what the cost of desertion is? None of them served a day after they were arrested, and they were almost immediately released because a trial would have brought all this out. And this would have threatened to expose these secret agreements that already were being formed, and NATO was brought in on, and NATO was acting upon it with Vance Davis. So they got to walk. All seven of them. And when you read about the alien UFO nonsense, make them look like they got schizophrenia, that's all a cover story that's in the media. H.W. Bush was the president, and he had to release them. No charges. They were discharged from the military. Vance went on the circuit for a while, and this was 1989. He's on Art Show in 1992. No, 1993. 1993, he's on Art Show. And he's talking about the secret space program. Uh-oh, that's something that I heard about from my father in 1984, 1985, with revelations before his death. And he was saying things that I was never going to talk about. And I'm thinking, how the hell could he say this? And I was told by dear old daddy to keep my mouth shut. So at that time, they didn't have the internet, right? Okay. So I had a hell of a time tracking Vance down. Eventually I did, but I didn't get a call from Vance. Vance, I want to talk to you. I know of what you speak, and I'm only going to speak to you privately, and I will never go public with this now. And my mother was still alive and very healthy. She was swimming laps, unbelievable physical condition for a woman her age, and she won't pass until 2011. That's 18 years I had to keep my mouth shut from this date. And to Vance's credit, he never violated my confidence. But he had another man call me called Bill Pollack. Now, Bill Pollack's been interviewed by Stephen Greer, the Washington Press Club. Used to be on my website, but they took down the interview. And Stephen Greer's really into this. A lot of you will know who he is if you follow this field. Bill Pollack was an Air Force intel, and he also did some contract work with the CIA and hated him, absolutely hated him. So did my father. My father said they'd sell their own mother down the river. Now, are there some good people that have worked for the CIA? Yeah, I know some. But when you get into leadership, you sell your soul, literally and figuratively. All right, now what Vance, when he finally reached out to me through Bill Pollack, and Bill said, Dave, Vance can't talk to you yet. He's got too much to lose, but I'd like to assess some of the things that you got to him in a message. You were very cryptic and non-conclusive in your statements. And I said, there are things I won't talk about, Bill, and there are things I can talk about. He goes, well, tell me what you can talk about. 3 hours later, until 2 in the morning, we're still on the phone, and my wife's wondering, what the hell is my husband doing? And the next day, Vance Davis called me. Says, yeah, he said, Bill said you're the real deal, and there's a lot you can't say. And about a year later, after we started forming this friendship, and I'll tell you the conclusion, and I'll go back to Art here in a second, but they actually introduced me to Jim Mars, who Bill and Jim were good friends, and I became good friends with Jim. And you know my history with the Kennedy assassination, if you followed me for any length of time, well, you can thank them for that because I already had an interest. And I went right to the head of the class when I met Jim Mars, because I don't think there was anybody any more knowledgeable than he was, advisor to Oliver Stone at that time when they made the movie JFK. Okay, so going back to Vance, it just so happened I'm living in Glendale, Arizona, and that's basically at that time west side suburb of Phoenix. advances in Mesa, Arizona, and that's the southeast side. And we're about 30, 35 miles apart. Well, we started meeting every Saturday. I mean, like religious clockwork. Here's what he told me before I go back to Art Bell. Now, this will make sense. And you're right now, I can only imagine those of you who know me fairly well, follow my work. I'm really connecting the dots for you, I know, because let me say this, and you've heard me say this before. Vance told me that he got a secular version in his NATO training of fallen angels being cast to earth, but they didn't call them fallen angels. Good guys, bad guys, bad guys lost. They're cast to earth. They bred with earth women. They created a hybrid race, and they're causing all kinds of mischief on the planet. And they're not our friends, and we need to get their technology. Their original goal was to steal the soul from humans to get back at the creator. This is his training. That they couldn't crack the code to do that, so they decided to morph human beings into other than being a human being. This is 1993. Transhumanism won't even become a phrase for almost another decade. And he wrote a book called Unbroken Promises, and he detailed the infiltration that's taking place, and this guy says the government knows. Now, the deep state behind the government knows. The minions like Biden all these clowns, Nancy Pelosi's one of them, Schumer's one of them. They don't know the full picture, I don't believe. They only know what they need to know to deceive the public and cause America to fall. All right, back to Art.
So that the few that are left will be more easily controllable. I started getting.
This is why we have backup systems.
Art got taken down. They thought it was an electromagnetic pulse. He wasn't sure. But he had a backup system with a Ku band satellite. And he went blank for 2 minutes. Art said this didn't come over the air. Art said the man started screaming for help. And then the call was gone. Other people will call in after this, and you can reference this yourself over on YouTube. People calling in says, yeah, I did some of that work. It's a big desert. We dug a lot of holes and poured a lot of acid on remains. They do kill people that reveal. What I'm telling you now is out there. A lot of people just haven't connected the dots. But this isn't proprietary information. You probably could have 1,000 people, maybe more, tell you the detail, and maybe in some cases more, depending on their background about what's happening here. These entities want you dead. It's Satan versus God's creation. And more of the people I talk to in my profession, when I went on James Grundvik's show last week, he gets it. The people here at the Watchman, Paul Begley, he said this is the hot topic in eschatology. They get it. But we're going to go in a lot more detail than I've ever gone into before, and I'm going to connect the dots over a series of programs. And I'm going to do it here originally on open social media and podcasts, but then very soon, the only place you're going to be able to hear the advanced details is over on our TV show. And that's because I don't have to worry about censorship and being interfered with. We control the platform. And that's really the only reason that we're doing that. But we're going to follow up in our next segment with my, how do I say this tactfully? Excuse me. Vance Davis, Bill Pollack, and myself.
Anything can happen, and this is another perfect example of that.
Okay, let me. Art was explaining away the mystery. I don't think we need to go there. But anyway, we are in a situation now where I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about our experience with Enron. And I've mentioned this in passing before. This is why I'm saying this is more of a dot connecting exercise than a revelation exercise. And Enron was a reputable company run by Ken Lay, a reputable man. And he ran afoul because of the technology that comes out of what I'm talking about. And Bill had some of the technology, and I believe he was given quick-acting cancer. So does his wife, Annie DeRiso, who was my news director for 6 years. You're saying, well, yeah, I was pretty well connected in this group. I even made an appearance on the Art Bell show, but I had to do it covertly, no name. It was right after the Phoenix Lights, and I was out in my driveway, and this is when we were still living in Glendale. And I was shooting baskets under the light, and it was night. It was about 9:30, and I all of a sudden, everything goes quiet, and I lived about 4 miles from I-17, and it was eerie, and there was a breeze that came through. There were no birds, no noise. It was just bizarre, and could hear cars like you haven't heard them before. And I look up, and there's V-shape moving through, but it was massive because the lights did not illuminate the craft, but you could assume the width of the craft and the depth of the craft by the lights that you would see. And I saw one, then I saw another, then I saw a smaller version. And now I'm blocked by some of the trees, and as it flew towards South Mountain, which was about 18 to 20 miles southeast of me, it crossed over South Mountain, and then the topography changes, and then you're on your way to Casa Grande and Tucson. The witnesses along I-17 said they passed over South Mountain, and then it was funny, the authorities said, oh no, it was flares from the Illinois National Guard training at South Mountain. It was comical. Well, at the time, I was teaching a Soc 101, Sociology 101 course, a distance course at a military base. And someone asked me, says, Professor, did you happen to see the Phoenix Lights? And I said, by the way, it's seen by 100,000 people. I said, as a matter of fact, I did. He says, I wasn't sitting out there waiting for it to happen. I was just shooting baskets. And this one guy came up to me in the break, and he says, I monitored it. And I'm not going to give a lot of detail because I don't want... It's 30 years, almost 30 years past the fact, but I don't want to go back and risk the guy. But here's what he told me. He said, we know we tracked them out of Area 51 here. Do you know about that? And I said, yes. And he said, and they flew across part of Utah, part of Colorado, and then came south. And he said that there were F-16s in the area monitoring, but there was no engagement. So the Air Force had this monitored. This was real. Well, the technology that was displayed was bizarre. You know, there were a couple of individual craft that did right angle turns at like 10,000 miles an hour, and he got that on his radar. This was just bizarre. So anyway, Art had me on his show for about 15 minutes to talk about it, and I just said, Art, when I say the word click, take me off because you've asked me something I can't go to. Okay, all right. So we had a nice exchange. And then, click, Dave was gone. Pretty interesting life I had at that time. And I was not in the media, had no interest in being in the media. And I really didn't want to call attention to what I was finding out from my newfound friends because we were having meetings at the time in La Placidas, New Mexico, at the home of Bill Pollack. And we had high-level scientists. We had some astronauts. Edgar Mitchell was there. I can mention him because he's passed. There were two other astronauts there. One we got was part of our inner circle, and he's still living. I'm not talking about who that is. And we signed non-disclosure agreements that we would never talk about that, and we shared our stories trying to figure out what's going on. Because this is, people, the great deception. And if you go back to a report I did 10 days ago, I said, do you want me to talk about the great deception? And overwhelmingly, across our forums, I heard about that. You are living in the great deception that's talked about in the Bible right now. I think there's absolutely no question about this. And this has been a highly guarded secret. But it's funny, the other side doesn't act like they want to guard it any longer. It's pretty out in the open. And the fake alien invasion, Why do you think I went through and postulated different scenarios for the drones? I don't know that the drones are going to be the part of the Great Deception, but I think it might be. And this is why I've been reporting the way I have. And some of you must be, gosh, Dave, 1 minute's talking about a Putin-Trump alliance and how we're going to reduce the budget, and I'm doing all these geopolitical things, and the next minute I'm talking about time travel. Yeah, that's why. It's time to connect the dots. From 1984 to 2024. It's been a hell of a ride keeping a lot of this in from the public with just snippets here and there. And Vance is kind of retired. If you wonder what he's doing, he's running a business. And I've had him on, oh, maybe 9, 10 months ago. He's a guy I don't talk to maybe but every 6 months now. But my gosh, it's like the best friends that we were just never fades. And I've been really blessed to know what's coming because I've been able to prepare personally for what's coming. And I'm warning you right now, when you hear my Noble Gold commercials, I'm not making this stuff up. The Dodd-Frank Law 2010, they can take your money. And the banks are in big, big trouble right now. And they're having trouble with communications. And I believe it's going to start by you not being able to access your ATM or withdraw money. And then we have to wonder about point of sale with credit card transactions. You need to get cash on hand. Don't travel through the airport with it. They say they have stopped the civilian asset forfeiture aspect of it. I don't believe it. Don't travel through the airport with large amounts of cash and secure it in hard to find places. But I think the system is going to go down. And Doug Thornton from DHS, right? He said, absolutely. He's been saying this for 3 years that I've had him as a broadcast partner. Doug has been saying the same thing. Take prescriptive defensive actions right now. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine tools, and start piling a lot of cash in there. And convert your retirement to a Noble Gold account. You can simply go to DaveHodgesGold.com and I'll send you out a free information packet. All I need is your email. And I didn't mean to turn that into a commercial, but I'm concerned about the health of the banks. And next week, my wife and I are taking more actions with regard to finances along these lines. I practice what I preach. Next segment, I'll be talking about my Enron experience with Bill Pollack, Vance Davis, Ken Lay, his support staff, and the FBI. It's an interesting story, and it's all part of the same phenomena. If you ever hear we're under alien attack, we might be under attack, but don't believe it. It's not alien. Thank you for joining us. Okay, I almost feel like the old Outer Limits show. Do you remember that guy? I was 6, 7 years old when it was on. I'd watch that show, and I literally would go hide under my bed. We control the vertical. We control the horizontal. Don't touch your TV set. And at the end of the show, they'd come back and they'd say, "We now have returned control of your TV set to you until next week on the Outer Limits." That's kind of what I feel is going on here. They're taking control of everything. Don't let them take control of your soul. The Lord Jesus Christ rules supreme, and you're learning about the Great Deception. And it's big, it's mammoth, it's multidimensional, it's multifaceted. And hopefully, you'll follow this series and you'll learn just how extensive and intricate it is.